My outer world is my inner thought. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. My outer world is my inner thought. How often do we have experiences in our outer world that we are not very happy with? And if we were to do a little research, we'd find out that the outer world is a reflection of what we're thinking. And if we're thinking happy, healthy, wholesome thoughts, then our outer world is a happy, healthy, wholesome world. And if we're thinking thoughts of limitation, thoughts that are pulling us down, then those are the thoughts that are bearing fruit in our life, in our world. Our outer world is a reflection of what we think inside ourselves. So, this day, I choose to think inside myself that I am whole and perfect. I choose to think inside of myself that I am whole and perfect. I choose to think inside of myself that I am whole and perfect. I say that again and again and again until my body, my mind, my whole physiology, my whole mental beingness, my whole spiritual beingness is aware only that I choose to live in an ideal spiritual-minded body. I choose to live in an ideal circumstance. I choose to live in an ideal world. I choose to live in perfection every moment of my life. This is my choice. This is my goal for myself. This is my desire. This is who I really am. And my thoughts show exactly what I am in my outer world. Now, if my outer world is not quite the way I'd like to have it be, then I begin to make affirmations of the truth about myself, planting the seeds of truth about myself, fertilizing the garden within myself with love, respect, with honor, living up to principle, no matter how devastating the results may seem to be at the moment. As I live up to principle, saying I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, regardless of the outer appearances, the outer appearances must swing into the reality of who I am and what I am and what I believe about myself. And when the outer reality swings into that expression, into that appearance, then I can be sure that my inner house is clean. My inner house is filled with every good thought. My inner house is filled with perfection, with right action, with peace, with truth. I have the right to speak my word any way I want. I can speak my word to limit myself or to unlimit myself. And when I speak my word to unlimit myself, to be unlimited, to be without limits, then I let my imagination flow into my perfect body, into my perfect mind, into my perfect spirit. I let my imagination reveal itself in all that I am. And I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And you say, that's true. We say these things again and again and again, but they don't happen. That's right. They don't happen because we allow a little negative thought to come in and tear down the beauty that we're building up within ourselves. So, regardless of outer appearances, when I can say of myself, I am whole and perfect, when I can say of myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when I can say of myself the truth about myself, then I experience that. It's just that simple. Because that's the way the principle works. And I am dealing only with principle. This is the divine pattern that we have chosen for ourselves, our original purity and integrity, wholeness and perfection. So if we visualize ourselves whole and perfect, then that is exactly what we're going to experience. This day, visualize for yourself wholeness and perfection. Visualize for yourself the truth about yourself. Affirm it, affirm it, affirm it. Know it, know it, know it. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Because that is what you deserve. You deserve to be your original purity and integrity, not any fabrication thereof, but the original. And to be the original means you put the original causes in motion, which bring about the expression of the original in your life, as I do in mine. If you would like to speak with a practitioner about the solution to your desires, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. You reach our corporate headquarters, and everyone here is a practitioner, eager and ready to speak with you about whatever is in your heart that you would like to understand, to put the proper cause in motion for the result that you know is the true reality of you. This is our desire, is to serve you. We are here to serve you. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry, and I thank you for calling, because you're so wonderful, and I love you. I love you. I love you.